Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
After the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Our good friend Sam Richter is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Sam is, we knew him when we first met him. He was president of James J. Hill Reference Library and moved on now to bigger and better things. And now he's chief executive of SBR Worldwide and senior vice president and chief marketing officer at ACRA. Get him to tell us about in just a little bit, and he's got a book out. It's an updated, new and improved version of one I think he wrote back in the 90s, but it's got the 21st century spin on it. It's called Take the Cold Out of Cold Calling, Web Search Secrets by our good friend Sam Richter. Sam, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. You're always welcome here. Sam, by the way, congratulations on what was already a great book, but with the 21st century content. Congratulations on that.
Oh, thank you very much. It's a real pleasure to be able to continue to write things like this that people actually want and they buy
We like it, but we really like it when they buy it, right?
Absolutely. And you know what makes it fun is, you know, I probably get about an email a day now from somebody who's used the book. Presentations,
right.
and found great value in it, and that's really the fun part.
Right. Well, good for you. Okay. When I started selling Marketplace, Sam, and I won't say how long ago it was, but it was a while. A cold call was just that. It was literally you walk up, drive up to a business, and you knock on the door and say, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?"
Mm-hmm.
And that was a cold call. You know, they didn't know you. A cold call was where they didn't know who you were. And you just literally popped in on them and tried to give it your best shot. And sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. I never cold calling, but I remember early on, Sam, I tried to, if there was a company I didn't know anything about, I realized that my hide wasn't as thick as it needed to be. And so I started making phone calls. And we didn't have cell phones back in those days. That's how long ago it was. So I'd make a phone call right. Somebody or a neighbor of that company or something, and I'd say, "What do you know about these people? Tell me who these guys are. Who's the decision maker? What do you know about them?" Help me. And that was me doing some early research on to try to be as prepared as I needed to be. But in those days, it was hard to do. It wasn't easy to make that happen.
Well, and, I think you did. You were doing the right thing. I mean, you were already in the probably the upper 5% of salespeople by. That.
Well, but it was still, you know, of course, you know, my goal wasn't that I was trying to be smart. It was that I was trying to take some of the pain out of cold calling, and that was what that because I was feeling pain when I was cold calling, and because you know nobody likes to get thrown out, and so, but now, excuse me, now there's no reason not to know. Sitting in the comfort of your own home or your office, there's no reason not to know quite a bit about companies, is there?
Well, that's exactly true, and I would say I would even expand the definition of cold calling, that any time you meet with anybody. So if I'm just meeting somebody at a coffee shop or for dinner, or if I know I'm playing in a charity golf tournament and there's a potential prospect that might be in my foursome, I think it's imperative that one do a little bit of their homework beforehand.
Right.
You were doing it in a few years ago on the telephone. It's frankly quite easy to do today using the internet. If you know where to go and how to look, and it's going to someone's website, I think is a basic, you know, first step research 101 kind of thing. But there are so many things that you should do beyond that to learn about the company, What are their core issues? What's going on in their industry? And even a little bit about the people. So if I'm going to go meet with somebody, you know, where do they volunteer? Where have they made donations before?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe what their religious affiliation is.
What's important? What are things that are important to them? Are the family important to them? Is volunteering important?
Exactly.
Is fishing important to them? Duck hunting, whatever it might be. Gardening, whatever.
Exactly. You know, what I call it is the platinum rule, Jim, in that the golden rule is, well, some of us in business think the golden rule is those with the gold rule.
Right.
But, you know, the golden rule that I'm talking about is the one where, you know, we've all been taught by our parents and teachers and clergy, you know, do unto others as you want to have it done unto yourself. And that's all well and good, but if you think about that for a second, it's a little bit arrogant, and that's a little bit what most salespeople would do. They would walk in and they would say, well, here's my product catalog, or nowadays, here's my canned PowerPoint presentation, mm-hmm. and I really care about it, therefore you should care about it. And the platinum rule is more do unto others as they want to have it done unto themselves, meaning what's in it for the other person? What do they care about? So if I was mm-hmm. meeting with you, you know, if I was meeting with you, Jim, I would want to know what's going on in your world, and do I have something, do I have a product or service that will improve what you care about? And the only way I can know what you care about is to ask good questions. And in my opinion, the only way to ask good or better, great questions, is if I have some information of what's going on in your world, mm-hmm. and then I can talk about it, you know. So I could say, hey, Jim, you know, I saw this. You were quoted in the newspaper as saying X, Y, and Z. Is that still
right.
true?
Mm-hmm.
Geez, I see this is going on in your industry. Is this affecting you at all? Well, let me share with you some experiences where I've helped people just like you, you know, improve their business. If you come at it that way, you're going to be much, much more successful.
Now, everybody listening right now, Sam, agrees with you, and they all like what you're saying, and they say, okay, I want to do that. Let's do it. How do I do it? And so this is
sure.
where at least half of your book comes into play. And that is helping us do a better job of finding this information.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you start out with some Google searching, and in my book I cover some basic things on how to get, you know, do better Google searching. So how do you get information the first time every time, not only in Google but in any search engine?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for example, I'll give you a tip. An easy thing to do that just most people have seen it, they've just never used it, is Google's advanced search tip. If you mm-hmm. look on the Google website and click on the advanced search or the Yahoo advanced search or MSN, whatever search engine you use, you're actually given a form. And on that form, you're asked to fill out things like what's most important. Are they words? Are they phrases? What's least important? What kind of information are you looking for?
Mm-hmm.
When you put information like that into a search engine, you're going to get much better results. So that's the basic thing. And
that's
then,
one, because the thing about it is, if you just go to Google or any of the search engines and type in your word or your term or your name, you know, you got a small percentage of time exactly what you want is going to come up at the top.
Yep, that's
and
right.
And so by doing the advanced search, you get a lot deeper into the details. We're going to come right back, folks, with our good friend Sam Richter. His book is called "Take the Cold Out of Cold Calling." Chicago's taking us out. I'm Jim Blessingame. Stay with us.
When you're near me.
Little Joe Cocker bringing us back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. Smallbusinessadvocate.com, where you can get the show and the archives and the articles and the Brain Trust members and the newsletter and the blog and all lots and lots of stuff there. New stuff coming, too, by the way. More new stuff coming. And then, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you get small business answers now. And we're visiting with our good friend Sam Richter. He's the author of Take the Cold Out of Cold Calling. Sam, give us your website and tell us how we can find your book.
Sure. Just go to www.takethecold.com, T-A-K-E, the T-H-E, cold, C-O-L-D.com. And my book's there. And also, we'll be talking about the Invisible Web in a minute. You can access the Warm Call Center. And all the websites I talk about in my book and all the tips and the downloadable guides and scripts, all of those things are in the Warm Call Center. There's no charge. You can go on there for free and download stuff and use stuff. And we've got a toolbar to make it easy to access everything. So
and the back of the book has a CD in it.
It does. The CD's got lots of tools and downloadable resources and research guides. So
it's outstanding,
folks. I try to
make
it really easy.
It's outstanding. It's a great resource. And I encourage you, folks, if you've got a, if you've got salespeople, small business owners, and especially if you think they're not hitting on all cylinders, you might want to, in fact, you might not, it's not a matter of might, you ought to get this copy of Sam's book, Take the Cold Out of Cold Calling. They'll get a lot of good stuff there. And go over it with them. You know, spend some time going over it with them and maybe do some assignments out of it or something. Sam, let's get back to this search thing.
Sure.
Talk to us some more about how we can use the Internet to make sure. And you know what, Sam, not only for people that we've never met before, but for any customer prospect.
Absolutely. I think, something that a lot of people don't know about is the invisible web or the hidden web, if you will. It's estimated there's about 500 billion web pages out there, and we all think that Google and Yahoo and Ask and MSN, that they get to all of those websites. And in fact, search engines actually index a very small percentage of what's on the web. So to put it in perspective, Google claims that they've indexed a little more than 15 billion web pages, which is certainly a lot, but actually a very small percentage of the 500 billion that are out there. Mm-hmm. And the rest is what's called the invisible web. Easiest reason, that you know, a reason why a Google might not look at a website is, Jim, have you ever had to register to access information?
Yep, absolutely.
Google can't register. So unless the web
whatever you've got behind the firewall is not available to Google.
Exactly. Even if it's free. So, you know, a lot of places will say, you know, register for my free articles, but you've got to register. And
right.
Google obviously can't register.
Yet another reason not to put a barrier up for people, because if you want Google to find those topics, those pages, mm-hmm. they're not going to be able to do it.
Sure. And there's a ton of great invisible websites, company websites, industry websites, people websites. You know, so for example, there's a website called Manta.com, M-A-N-T-A.com.
Right.
And it's actually a free version of Dun & Bradstreet.
Mm-hmm.
So Dun & Bradstreet's a database that might cost you $10,000, $20,000 if you're a small business owner. You can access a base version of that on Manta.com for free. You can't build the lists or things like that, but you can, research companies and research industries and those kinds of things. And
so how do you find these invisible sites, these invisible pages?
Well, you just kind of have to know that they exist, so that's what I've tried to do.
Well, one thing you do, keep listening to the Small Business Advocate show. That's one way you find them.
That's probably the best way. And the second best way is to go to my website,
exactly.
TakeTheCold.com, and just click on the Warm Call Center up in the right corner there, and I've listed all the best invisible websites related to people, industries,
Would James J. Hill be an example of that?
The Hill Search would be an example of a portal that actually sends you to premium databases. So I also in my book discuss, you know, how does one access the same kinds of high-end subscription databases, that Fortune 500 companies are paying hundreds of thousands of dollars for?
Mm-hmm.
How does a small business owner access those for free or very low cost? And you know, one of my favorite kind of hidden jewels in the world is the public library system.
Yeah.
You know, we were just talking about Dun & Bradstreet as an example. So Manta.com mm-hmm. is a free, invisible website. There are many public library systems throughout the United States that subscribe to Dun & Bradstreet. And you, as long as you have a library card, you can use them for free. And many of these library systems allow you to actually type in your library card number online and access a database like Dun & Bradstreet at no charge through your home or office computer. And you can even download lists. I mean, it's one of those hidden gems.
So when we get this information, when we go and we search we're going to call on somebody and we're looking for information.
Sure.
And we find one of these invisible parts of the Internet, and we're looking for it. What are some of the things we're looking for, and how will that help us on the call?
Well, let me give you an example. If some of the invisible websites you can find are a little bit scary, the kinds of information
mm-hmm.
you can find. You can find someone's golf handicap. You can find someone's the value of their home, all sorts of funny things. But here's an example, Jim. Let's say you and I were going to meet for coffee.
Right.
And I did a little homework on you. And you know, I found out, obviously I found out, you know, AskJim.biz, and I found all these fun sites, but
right.
maybe I did a what's called a file type PDF search. It's mm-hmm. a type of Google search that I described, but it allows you to pull up annual reports. And let's say that I find out, you know, hey, here's where Jim Blasingame has donated time. This is where he's donated some money. Obviously, these causes are important to him. Jim
right.
and I were meeting, you know, let's say then
yep.
you and I were meeting for the first time, and I would
Sam,
tell you up front, I'd say, hey, Jim, this is what I learned about you. I see that you donate to these kinds of places.
And that's an icebreaker, folks. That's the kind of thing you need to be looking for. Hey, Sam, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you very much.
Sam Richter, ladies and gentlemen. Take the cold out of cold calling, wherever books are sold. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.